Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we were interested to know the environmental impacts of our food, specifically in relation to livestock, that we had prior information from reading different articles and hearing from the media that it's significantly worse, but we really wanted to know the numbers behind that. So we did that based on publicly available information, mostly by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There is a lot of information from them and from the UN, and we spent the last 4 years collecting that information and analyzing it, both in terms of the environmental burdens and in terms of the consumption. And by combining that together, we got amount of environmental burden for each animal item per calorie or per gram of protein.
Which factors were you looking at? How did you evaluate how bad something was for the environment?
So we've been looking at several metrics. We've been looking at the amount of land being used. We've been looking at irrigation water. We've been looking at greenhouse gas emissions. And we've been looking at fertilizer use that leads to eutrophication, that is, all sorts of effects on our water resources. So what we found is that beef is worse in terms of its land requirements, irrigation water, greenhouse gas emission, by about a factor of 10 in comparison to, say, chicken or pork.
Was beef worse in a particular category, or was it all across the board?
So that was across the board. The exact values varied, but it was on the average tenfold worse across the board. Beef on the average for the US takes out about 28 times more land than the average of chicken, pork, dairy and eggs.
So why is this? Why does beef need so much more land, and why is it so much worse for the environment?
So cows producing meat is a much slower process and less efficient biologically and physiologically than the process as it happens, say, in chicken or in pigs. And therefore, this efficiency means that it requires much more feed. And that feed requires a lot of land and a lot of water and a lot of greenhouse gas emissions.
What about vegetarian crops? Are they significantly less bad for the environment than meat?
Yeah, so we've been analyzing three staple foods, wheat, rice, and potatoes. What we found is that they're on the average about 100-fold more efficient than beef and 2 to 6 times more efficient in comparison to chicken or dairy.
So beef is clearly a lot worse than the other meats, and meats in general are worse than vegetarian crops. But how much of a problem is this in general? How much is farming contributing to this problem?
So farming is quite a dominant factor in land use, of course, then leading to problems with biodiversity. In terms of waters, about 70% of the fresh water being used is being used for agriculture, and a large fraction of that goes into growing the feed that goes into animals. In terms of greenhouse gas emissions, it's about 10% of the overall greenhouse gas emissions. And in terms of the effect of releasing nitrogen that leads to eutrophication, it's once again a very dominant factor.
With human population increasing exponentially, should we all be turning vegetarian?
As a scientist, I can only try and give the most honest and accurate picture of the environmental burdens associated with our food. And I think each person should decide for himself or herself what they want to eat. I personally do eat meat, but I'm very much aware of the environmental impacts of that. And therefore, when faced with a decision between beef and chicken, I would very often prefer chicken. The more you'll try to minimize the consumption of those things, the better for the environment. So nobody says you have to stop eating what you like, but you can think twice and maybe make your ecological footprint somewhat smaller.